Now, here are Bruce and Chris McGregor, who between them have four thumbs.
And we've been using them to great effect today.
And they're not blue.
They are not.
Unlike the characters in this movie.
That we are going to talk about.
Who knows? Maybe we can get our movie pals to go with us.
All right. Avatar is the one we're going to be talking about. The review courtesy of the USCCB Film and Office Division, with whose permission we do so. Take it away, honey.
Okay. Yeah. Among the most expensive and highly anticipated films ever produced, James Cameron's science fiction opus. No, it's not The Young Victoria. It's Avatar, has been ballyhooed, criticized, and speculated on for months in the press, on the airwaves, and in the blogosphere. Generally speaking, this visually arresting, futuristic extravaganza lives up to the hype without representing the dawn of a new age of cinema. Passages call to mind a Vietnam War flick, a Western pitting bellicose interlopers against natives in harmony with their natural environment, and a Disney animated musical. What an interesting sentence I just had to read. Anyway, this accessibility doesn't mean Avatar is suitable for all viewers, however, mostly because of the intensity of the combat violence and the amount of inappropriate language. What do these alien people say?
Well, as human beings, we must have done something to them to ruin their language as well. Anyway. Okay. All the stuff we've been sending out into space, yeah.
Watching what too means much of this, our television.
What means this word? Beep. Set 145 years from today, or 157 years after Cameron conquered our world astride Titanic, the story centers around paraplegic ex-Marine Jake Sully, played by Sam Worthington, who travels to the planet Pandora, where a public-private partnership in extricating a mineral crucial to sustaining life back on Earth. A handful of scientists, alongside a massive security force, are charged with helping tame the jungle terrain and its semi-humanoid natives.
Pandora, huh?
Pandora. Together with botanist Grace Augustine, played by Sigourney Weaver, Jake endeavors to win the hearts and minds of the indigenous Pandorans, the Na'vi. It has a hyphen in there, so could be the Na'vi.
I love the name Pandora. Get it? Pandora's box. You open up, you never know.
That's
the
right.
Idea of blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, the 10-foot-tall blue... Oh, they'd be taller than you, Bruce.
Wow.
The 10-foot-tall blue-skinned...
Na'vi.
...resemble a cross between giant humans and upright... lemurs? I'm sorry.
It's feral.
I know that. I'm just okay. Trying to see because my eyes are watering. They're feral and prone to hissing like cats. Sorry. Where's Mr. Carroll? He should do this. Oh, but now Mark Forrest is doing this. He's an avatar. Everybody's an avatar to the studio, but also have a serene, deeply spiritual side. They're serene, spiritual, cat-like people.
Right.
Okay, using cutting-edge technology, Jake controls genetically engineered...
The Avi.
...avatar with his own consciousness. Under the tutelage of a princess named... why do they have to have bizarro names? What's her name?
Neytiri.
Neytiri, this surrogate, joins the...
The Avi.
...clan dwelling above the richest mineral deposits. In addition to assimilating for peaceful research purposes, Jake has agreed to spy on the...
Na'vi.
...for the project's gung-ho head security... They're always the gung-ho security guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Colonel Miles, whatever his name is, who promises to get Jake's legs repaired in exchange for military intelligence. Eventually, after falling in love with the Neytiri... and immersing himself in her culture, Jake is forced to choose between the...
Na'vi.
...and his own rapturous species.
Ooh, rapturous.
Yeah, human bad.
There we go. Na'vi, good.
Good.
All right, Cameron and his legion of computer technicians and craftspeople have designed a breathtaking world... replete with fluorescent fauna and fierce creatures resembling prehistoric rhinos, panthers, dogs, horses, and raptors. The tension never dissipates as thrilling action sequences alternate fluidly with developments inside the stations from which Jake operates his avatar. Pandora's atmosphere is toxic to humans, culminating in a destructive battle between the Na'vi and the heavily armed Earthlings. Of particular interest and perhaps concern to Catholic viewers will be the Navi's pantheistic eco-religion. They worship a goddess called Iwa, or All Mother, who has a material, biological foundation. Every living thing on Pandora is linked by a network of energy. And the Na'vi commune with their surroundings via glowing stuff in their tails that looks like angel hair pasta.
Is there a Wookiee named Chewbacca in this forest, too?
Such scenes are deployed, of course, to communicate a not-so-subtle green lesson, but whether we're meant to consider the Na'vi faith as a model for humanity or merely as the indigenous cult of a distant planet remains unclear.
Humans bad.
Na'vi
good. Cameron's strongest storytelling tools are visual, and despite hiring a linguist to invent the
Na'vi
language, his screenplay, which suffers from its attempts to be overly topical, hasn't been given the same attention as the technical side of the production. Still, the lapses in the script are relatively minor.
Mm-hmm.
In sum, Avatar has enough soul to avoid foundering in its ocean of dignity-sharpened special effects. Both the scale and quality of Cameron's achievement are impressive. He's king of Pandora. He's the king of Pandora.
All right. The film contains frightening action sequences with much intense war-related violence and implied sexual encounter, partial nudity, consistently sensual undercurrent, frequent profanity, considerable crude and crass language. The USCCB Office for Film and Broadcasting Classification is A3 for adults. Motion Picture Association rating PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material inappropriate for children under 13.
Well, the last visually stunning movie we went to was 2012, and DW and I left in the middle of it because it was so boring.
But well, anyway, there you go.
Blindside is the movie you really want to go see.
That's right. And keep an eye out for Young Victoria, too.
Yeah, it's not playing in town this weekend.
Well, it'll come. It'll come.
All right.
Didn't we have a battle getting Pride and Prejudice here, too, for
a
little bit?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well... That's our movie for the day.
I'm sorry I lost it in the middle of the review. That just hit me funny.
Yeah.